The prophet Joel wrote, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." Tomorrow, as we begin the season of Lent, many of us will be marked with the sign of the cross using ashes. This is a sign of repentance, a sign that we acknowledge our sin and our inability to pay for our own transgressions. What is repentance? We believe, teach, and confess that repentance has two parts. The first is contrition, sorrow over sin, and the terror of conscience that comes from knowing we deserve eternal condemnation. The second is faith, which comes from the gospel, which says that Jesus Christ bore the guilt of our sin. Faith acknowledges Jesus' death and resurrection and trusts in him alone for our salvation. Why can we trust that Jesus' death and resurrection are sufficient for our redemption from sin and eternal death? Because of God's abundant and steadfast love, because he is gracious and merciful. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to see his grace, to repent, and to hold firmly to the promise of life through Jesus Christ. Amen.